she may be too late. Attendance was declining before COVID-19. To distinguish a night at the movies from a night with Netflix, cinemas built snazzy multiplexes with waiters ferrying burgers to viewers lolling in reclining seats. This helped rack up debt. AMC's $10 billion worth was more than six times last year's gross operating profit. Cineworld's ratio was almost as high. 9 months without revenues from big releases would be disastrous. America's National Association of Theatre Owners predicts that 7 out of 10 small or medium-sized cinema companies will go bust without a bailout, which it has urged Congress to grant. Both AMC and Cineworld are likely to default or file for bankruptcy, believes Moody's, a ratings agency. AMC could run out of cash by January. Share prices of Western operators have slumped this year and are now worth a fifth as much as 5 years ago. Chinese ones have done better. Cinema bosses have urged studios to keep the films coming. Eric Wold of B. Riley, an investment bank, says Hollywood may need to take a hit to feed the industry and keep it from completely falling apart. Warner Bros. Took one by releasing Tenet in the summer with takings of just $45 million at the American box office. The sci-fi thriller may not break even. And studios cannot afford charity. Disney recently laid off 28,000 workers from its COVID-hit theme parks. One day the blockbusters will return. Even then, cinemas will have to defer investments, raise prices, and close branches to shore up their balance sheets, just as viewers have more reasons than ever to stay home. The average American household subscribes to 4 streaming services, reckons Deloitte, a consultancy. Film studios are bargaining down how long films are shown exclusively in theaters. AMC recently let Universal put future releases online after just 3 weekends in cinemas in return for a share of the takings. Even if COVID-19 doesn't smash it entirely, the big screen is likely to get a lot smaller.